Hello everyone and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, Billy Brim Ministries, Pyramid Mountain in the Ozarks. My name is Jared Houle. My grandmother is out today and we are just finishing up on a second week of meetings, Brandon and I. Brandon's been full-time ministry for right now in California with his wife Destiny.
Yes.
And they've been here to visit for the meetings. And we thought we'd just get some radio and have him share his heart. And he's really, you guys know, August 8th, the week of the 18th of August, Brandon shared about the name of Jesus, and that's kind of been on, that's been a perpetual, continual subject in his heart and revelation, and along with heart hunger for the things of God, heart hungry, hungry heart,
yes.
Heart hungry, and just kind of, I was just asking him before we closed yesterday, I was like, Brandon, you go out. I was like, almost a year and a half. I was like, you go out to California. The Lord tells you to work in full-time ministry. It's kind of like situation with the Lord. It's like, you don't just say, I'm going to be a preacher and write sermons. Like, that's not Brandon.
Yeah,
so it's
right.
Like, for Brandon, it was like, full-time ministry. Okay. Okay, Lord, I'm going to seek you. I'm going to be hungry for you. And you've seen that change.
Yes, I have.
And how has that?
It's amazing.
How's that been?
It's been amazing just to see what the Lord's doing and just seeing a part of the Lord where just he's trained me, you know. I've had some people come up to me and say, wow, you're such a good speaker. And
I laugh.
I thought, oh, okay. And it's amazing just the boldness in the Lord and how he'd speak to me, you know. I would feel like when I go up there and preach, I feel like a different person. I can always tell right before I'm about to go up there, I feel it. Even when I talk, I can feel the Lord, like the Holy Spirit speaking through me. And in the natural, I'd be like, man, I don't really, you know, kind of shy or whatever. Didn't want to be like, preach like that. But the Lord, just how awesome the Lord is, he gave me scriptures about it. And I stand on the scriptures and I say them throughout the day. Or right before I preach, I'll really meditate on them. And I'll just share, you know, I wasn't planning on going this way, but one is Proverbs 28:1. It says this, the wicked man fleeth when no man pursueth, but the righteous, that's us, are bold as a lion. I think, yeah, I'm bold as a lion, Lord. I think, Lord, you preach through me, out my mouth, you feel it. I depend on you. I'm bold as a lion. And just, and a lot of things, you know, Paul, utterance may be given unto me that I may speak the word boldly. Mm-hmm. As I ought to speak. And I heard this, we ought to speak boldly. Mm-hmm. And just, it's just cool, like what you're saying, just from the details of the Lord giving those scriptures and me standing on them to where I can preach it to myself, preach it to me and the Lord, and then all of a sudden preach it in front of people. And I've seen that step where I didn't have nothing to say. I'm listening and the Lord has shown me things and nothing to preach. The Lord showed me, and then how he taught me. And the Lord spoke this one to, time to me, Jared. I was sitting there and I was studying and the Lord spoke, and I was praying to the Lord. And he said, Brandon, when people say, wow, you're really bold, he says, it's going to be a testimony unto you, of me to you. And now when people say that
strength.
To me, I think about it.
It's not your strength.
Right.
It wasn't you, it's the Lord.
And that's what I'm talking about. We've been talking about hungering for God. And that's why I'm saying it's not you trying to do something. The Lord does it. Just like what you said, it's not my strength, it's him. That's how the Lord's going to be with you, hungering for God. In these last days, we don't need to be lukewarm, but on fire for God. And how he does it, we get hungry for God. Not being complacent, not just going to church just to stay. I would say playing church. How we don't need to be playing church, just going to church and then acting like the world outside the world. There is a separation. God's coming back for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, not a glorious church, not a church that is acting like the world during the week and then acting like church at church. No, a separated church.
Right.
And how we need to have power. We've been speaking about the name of Jesus, the power in that name. and how that name has power, and how us, we need to use that name and have power. People need to see us. People need to marvel. It's all throughout the word in Acts 4. They marveled at them. They saw the power in them, and people need to be like that with us. What is it they have? I would even say this. If you have no power, you're playing church. I say, if you have no power, right, you're playing church.
That's true.
That name, how that man that at the beautiful gate was instantly healed, walking, leaping, and praising God, that should be going on. Not just those kind of miracles, but people coming to our church, people being set free, people being delivered, marriages being restored. We're not just there just to fill up an hour and a half service, or we're gonna have 30 minutes or 45 minutes of worship and 10 minutes of preaching. No, that message has power. Right. That name's above all other names. We let the Holy Ghost, whatever you have for us today, Lord, having power,
right?
And He does the works. And we were talking about that. I know we're kind of getting off on a different subject, and you know, speak on that line of hungering for God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, it says this. Jesus is speaking, King James, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Because thou hast left thy first love. He's speaking to the church at Ephesus. And I want to say this. This applies to all churches. This applies to us. He is saying, you have left thy first love. First place in our life.
Right.
Don't ever let anything be first place in our life besides God. And Jared, I don't know if you remember this, but one time, I think I was like, I don't even know if I was ministering, or it was a long time ago, and I took one of Jared's notebooks, and he had in there, he said, Jared wrote this. He said, we're all made to crave God. And if you're not craving God, you're craving something that isn't God. And that's the same thing as this. You left thy first love. God's supposed to be first place in your life. If He's not your first love, you might say, Brian, that's just not my personality. Well, I'm telling you right now, you're craving something that isn't God. If God's not your first love, something else is. And He says this, you have left thy first love. And we all know, I want to say this, Jerry, we all know God loves us. We all know God so loved the world. He loves us so much. But there is a requirement for us that we need to love Him.
Well, dude, you know what you're talking about?
It's funny. More than anything else.
The Lord was it's kind of rolling around in my spirit. You know, Israel themselves, they saw the blood being sprinkled for them. They saw from the outer tabernacles. They could see it. But Israel was never sprinkled with the blood. They didn't go in the inner tabernacle courts. Israel just saw that for that year, their blood was cleansed. But the priests, who walk as priests on this earth, as He is, we do.
Yeah.
The priests in Israel were sprinkled with the blood. Now let me read the scripture to you, and it'll tell you why they're sprinkled with the blood. It's in Hebrews 9:14. How much more will the blood of Jesus, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. The blood of Jesus, the blood in Israel with the goats was to serve God first. The blood of Jesus is to serve God first. We see that Jesus, we've forgiven our sins by His blood. But what's the next part? We don't stop there. We serve Him.
Yeah.
What did the high priest do in Israel? What did they first do? If you want to go back into Ezekiel or Leviticus,
yeah,
it tells you they blessed His name. They went into the Holy of Holies and blessed His name. From there, they went and blessed Israel. And it's to serve a living God. We go to the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus to bless the Father first. That's what we do in our life. A living God. You know, when you think about Israel, you think, how could you go back to dead idols? You know, Moses is coming back with the Ten Commandments, has this powerful time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he comes back, they're worshiping this dead idol.
Right.
You know what? Our flesh will do that too. You'll serve something that doesn't talk back.
Yeah.
A video game, movies, life, gossip.
Yeah,
those internet. Are dead idols. They're dead. But the blood is to serve a living God, a God who talks back, a God who hears, a God who sees, a God who's listening to you, and He talks to you, and He makes His presence known to you. He's a living God, and the blood of Jesus is to first serve, to serve God. And you serve Him by blessing Him, thanking Him, and you walking out from that presence, being filled with the love and the joy and the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Then you bless those around you, and you bless their name. That's how it works, and that's what you're talking about, serving the God. And you serve him not at it for yourself. You serve him to bless those around you. It will fulfill you. It will fulfill you.
Yeah. And I want to say,
but you serve others.
I want to say this, Jared, and then I want you to continue. Lord just put this on my heart. My question is for you today, right now, radio listeners. Maybe listen to it on the archives. However you're listening to it right now, have you left your first love? I want you to close your eyes. I want you to put your eyes on God. Examine yourself. Have you left your first love? Have you become so busy in your life that God has just become maybe part of your routine? He's no longer important to you? Read my three chapters and that's it. Just going through this, acting like that. Have you left your first love? Put him first in your life. Right now, Lord, you are first in our lives, Lord. We're not complacent with you, Lord. We hunger for you, Lord. I thank you for everyone listening. Man, woman, child, everyone right now. You are first place in our life, Lord. We love you. You gave your all to us, Lord. We give our all to you, Lord. It's not us doing it. You work through us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So continue what you're saying, talking about. We have a couple minutes left.
Well, I was just saying that our flesh, you know, our soul, it'll try to serve dead things. Yeah. What I mean by that? Things, it'll, like, for whatever reason, Israel dealt with it a lot. You see it in actually, you know, dead idols. But you know what? Sometimes our flesh will even try to serve a dead God.
Yeah.
And what I mean is their idea of God is dead. Then to kind of go off that, going from Sunday to Sunday, just Sunday, an hour a week. Thank you, Lord. Then going home, God, doing your thing, just giving him, let's say your life is pie, a piece of pie, pizza. Let's say your life's pizza. You just give him a little bit of pizza. That little bit, that small piece that you give to your little sister because you want the big piece. You give him that little piece for that week. He wants the whole pizza.
Yeah.
He wants the whole pizza. Your whole pizza is in the Lord.
Amen.
You don't just give him that little piece because he's a living God.
Yeah.
And he gives back to you. And you just like you would with your family, your relationship.
Hallelujah.
You live in it. You know, even if you don't feel like you're doing something right, you say, Father, thank you for helping me. I'm just talking to you. I'm always keeping
intimate
my mind
relationship
on you.
With God.
And he wants that whole life. And that's serving a living God. Don't let our minds and imaginations, if it's not renewed in the Word, it'll try to go to serve dead things. I don't know. It's something that Israel dealt with. Our flesh tries to deal with it. But God is not dead. He talks back. He hears you. He wants all of us.
Yeah.
And
amen.
Be open to him and just talk to him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jared, is that why you always give me a small piece of pizza?
Maybe.
And you always have the bigger one? I'm just playing. But anyways, hallelujah. And I pray that this encouraged you these last 2 weeks. And go back on the archives, listen to it more than just once. You know, feed on it. And also, we have a website. It's hisnameministries.com. Hisnameministries.com. We have contact if you need a question or if you want us to preach or speak anywhere. We go on there and it goes right to my phone and we'll pray with you. I'll respond back. And also here at the ministry, billybrim.org. Check it out. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to speak here. We have our products. You can also call us at 417-336-4877. And also our books and tapes department, 800-972-3447. We have so much material, and it's not just we want to sell it to you. It helps you. This is the stuff that I seek, I crave, I look at, I helps, and go on there and check it out. And also let the radio know that it's been blessing you. And for Jared and I, we want to thank you. And this is Friday. In our Friday custom, we say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. See you guys.